Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, we have entered our last week of Advent, which is exciting. Are you all prepared for Christmas?
I'm getting there. You know me.
Yep. You're
Start
pretty good.
Early.
Yeah, we usually buy throughout the year, so.
I do a little bit, but I was a bit later this year, but I've still started enough time.
Yep. So today we are talking about the peace that only Jesus can give. And we're not talking about the peace that maybe at this time of year we all feel like that little bit of rushed, or, I mean, I know we just said, you know, you've got many things ready, getting prepared, but we can start to feel anxious, like we haven't got everything sorted and there's so much to do. You know, you often hear that from people, so much to do. But the peace we were talking about is not that type of peace that's only about,
well, that's
know,
when
getting
that's on
done.
Christmas Eve when you put your feet up and you've gone, yep, done the food, done the presents, yep. Everyone's eaten, everyone's done whatever, amazing, done.
Yep,
that's a different type of peace.
Yes, and although Jesus can calm us and give us peace like that, it's a deeper peace that we're talking about. And I shared from the scripture from John chapter 14, verse 27, that says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid." And when I read it, I just found it interesting, like God being, or Jesus being specific, "I do not give to you as the world gives."
No.
So therefore, you know, thinking about, so what kind of peace is it that the world is giving us? And if I think that Jesus's peace is a peace that will last, well, if he's not giving what the world gives, the world must be giving peace that
it doesn't last. It changes. It's different for each circumstance in many ways. Whereas God's peace, what does it say? It even surpasses all understanding,
yep.
That even amongst the turmoil, you have this peace.
Mm.
You have this contentment.
Yeah, it goes to the heart of who we are.
Yes.
Like so deep.
What we need.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, it's connected, the two words that come to my mind is that it's connected to hope and it's connected to joy.
Yes.
Because when we have this peace that Jesus gives us, well, we feel joy. And even though times can be hard, there's like this deep peace and joy that can't be taken away from us.
No.
And that is connected to the hope that we have in Christ, of one day being with him in eternity, and the hope that he continues to give us. And so that's why the peace is so different to the world. And it's kind of funny because at this time of year, Christmas time, often if you watch cheesy Christmas movies, which I love to watch.
B grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe even go D grade, Mum. I love them. but even Christmas carols, we always talk about, like, they always have this beautiful, you know, family together, fun phrase, people smiling, peace on earth and goodwill to all men, you know. And we say it in connection, one, to Christmas, and then other times it's connected to Jesus in these movies and Christmas carols. But I think we miss the deep peace that it's actually talking about, because
yes.
In my mind, especially when I was a lot younger, I can think about it as in, we don't argue anymore. We're no more fighting. And even though peace will lead to that, it's a peace that's inside of us, an inner deep peace, that because we have that, that's what causes the outer peace,
yes.
Of no arguing, no fighting, but it actually starts within us first.
Yeah, so because of the peace, that's why it's good tidings.
Mm.
The goodness comes from the peace that God's placed within us.
Yeah.
His goodness.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this deep set. Like I feel like it's a knowing that all will be okay with God. You know, that God's okay with me.
Yep, yep.
Even though I'm still frail and human and sinful, God's okay with me.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's that understand, it's like that peace, as it was described, surpasses all understanding. It's something that we can't even fully explain.
No.
Yeah, like I don't know if I think about peace very often, but this time of year when we have, like at Mass, when we have our different themes every week, like this week being generally it's that one of peace, like it just reminds me of, yeah, that word you used, contentment, of how we can actually live every day. Yeah. And how much our life, if we could remember that we had this peace and lived with that all the time, how much would our own world just be different? And I don't mean like the bigger, largest grand scheme of the world, but just our everyday world.
Yes.
Like we wouldn't live with all this tension, anxiousness, and what feels like stress, you know?
Very much stress. Because sometimes we're not necessarily unhappy with our life.
Mm.
Or there might not even be disunity in our life, but there's still stress.
Mm.
Got to get to work, got to pick up the kids, got to do this, got to do that, you know. Da, da. Mm. So even just the stress of every day, forgetting about, but also then the families we come from, the situations we live in, the countries we live in, what's happening in the world with, you know, disagreements with different countries, the wars, the murder, the killing, the stabbings, like it's very stressful. But even just looking at my everyday life, I just get stressed because I'm going to be late because I'm at the red lights and it's not changing.
Yep. Yeah. And you're going to be late to an appointment or something. Yeah. But if we can really remember this inner peace or allow God to give us this inner peace, then it gives us a completely different perspective on what those things are. Yeah. Doesn't mean you don't want to still have the hurry up of the red light to go to your appointment, but the perspective of your life changes.
Your priorities change.
Yeah.
You desire more peace for everybody.
Mm.
You pray about it more.
Mm.
And not just pray about it for you, but you pray about it for the world, for your neighbours, for your family. Mm. And then you turn to God more.
Mm.
Because, you know, he's the only one that can really give
you. He's the answer.
Well, he's a Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
He's the only one that truly has the peace in a package that he can give to us.
Mm. Mm. So the weekly challenge, I shared a few things at the end of the heartbeat about how we can experience peace this Advent. And there were different ones about being open to receiving his peace, allowing him to transform our hearts, or maybe offering forgiveness to others, because that's where peace can start.
Yes.
So I think for each one of us, our weekly challenge will be slightly different. You know, maybe you need to be open to what God wants to give you.
Yes.
In terms of that peace. Sometimes we can shut ourselves off because maybe we feel like, well, we've got it covered. We've got, like, we're handling it. But it's actually when we give it over to God that we can experience that peace, because we're actually saying, no, God, I trust in you.
Mm.
So for this week's weekly challenge, choose one that's specific for you, that you can just pray to God and ask him to give you that peace. And we hope that you have a really blessed Christmas with only a little while to go, that you do feel that sense of peace and that joy that Jesus gives, that you are able to share that with others as well. And thank you so much for joining us for our podcast and our heartbeats this year. We are going to have a little bit of a rest over the next few weeks, but there'll be some like flashback heartbeats that you can watch or listen to. And we're going to be refreshed and ready for the new year ahead. So we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a wonderful new year. See you, everyone. Bye.
Have a blessed Christmas, everyone. Bye.